Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Tonight's another night that we give God the glory. We thank God for everything that He has done for us and to us and by us. The more we look unto God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, we thank God and we say to God, God our Father, we thank you. One of the things I want to do tonight is I want to continue the lesson I've been teaching. But before I get into the teaching aspect of it, I want to have a prayer for Heavenly Father. Tonight's the night that we come before you, and we ask you tonight, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, that if you find any sins, wrongdoings, wrong attitudes, anything that would permit us from coming before you, we ask that the blood of Jesus Christ would wash us, purge us, sanctify us, make us holy unto you, so that when we come before your presence, we will not be ashamed, but we'll be glad to know that it's you, Father. If you allow us, we thank you that the blood of Jesus, as we come before you tonight, we say that some people that are listening, some are coming on, some are just on the wayside, but I pray tonight that the word would be rich, the word would be divine, the word will be anticipated with excitement, the word will be, oh God, it will be just like eating fresh manna from heaven. I thank you tonight for my home. I thank you for my wife. I thank you for my son, my daughter, my grandsons, Colin and Logan and Bryson. I thank you. I thank you for the in-laws. I thank you for the husband, wife. I thank you for my daughter's husband. I pray this night that your word will be rich. Your word will come before us and let us know that there is only one God, the true and living God. And we bow before you tonight. We thank you for what you're doing for us right now. And I ask you tonight to teach us to know that you're God. Besides you, there's none other. Tonight, as we get your word, we want to thank you for it. And as we move out into your word, let us be moved by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, teach us tonight. As we submit to the atonement of the Yeshua HaMashiach, we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen, and amen, and amen. Tonight's that night that I've said to many, we're going to tell you, the Lord has moved on my heart to talk about something that a lot of people don't want to, the world we live in. Now, I'm going to take a bold statement. Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believe? See, the early church, Paul came to a city named Ephesus. He found 12 believers. They were followers of John the Baptist. And he asked the question, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believe? They made a statement. We have not even heard of. Didn't even know Jesus died. Didn't even know he ascended to heaven. And the Apostle Paul took his time to bring into full circle. He told them what Jesus happened. He preached unto them the gospel. And he laid his hands on them. Listen now. He laid his hands on them. And they received the baptism in the Holy Spirit and spoke with other tongues. If you want some proof, go to Acts 19:1. You'll find it as we teach. One of the things I will say to us tonight as we get into the Word of God, the more we get into it, now I have several points I want to bring up. But I want to give you a statement. on number one, make it number one like it's in Roman. Some reason, some believers have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. See, that's a reason that some people have not received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Well, let's take notice of four or five different things here. Bear with me right quick. I'm going to explain it to you. It's four different things: ignorance, fear, and doctrine, and sin. So when we look at ignorance, like the Ephesians, when many believers that manipulate, they are unaware of the work of the Holy Spirit in the church. As a result, people look at it from this through the Christian world, void of power. God has made available to them. See, a lot of people, some churches and denominations, through ignorance, are struggling with even fighting the experience and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. There are a lot of people that are fighting the Holy Spirit. Secondly, fear. Fear. Some people are afraid of that they will see the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They will be persecuted, talked about, put out of their churches. Or, on the other hand, some people say, the local church, they're afraid of the supernatural power. Because when you get to move in the Holy Spirit, you're moving in the supernatural. As I look at, there's one out there, there's the third one. Take notice, there is doctrine difference. A lot of people have trouble receiving the blessing because of doctrine's hang-ups. So everybody say, hang-up. They deny the validity of the experience, teaching, that is on, it's either unscriptural, unnecessary, not for today. It's not for today. See, that's what the devil wants people to believe. The Holy Spirit, he said, y'all don't need that. The Holy Spirit is for today. More hell the devil raised in the earth realm, the more we fight with holiness. We fight back in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And we believe tonight that God will prevail. Hallelujah. Now, let me show you something. Now, for today, not only for believers, but the devil has made it so. Some people say, well, you know, some churches don't even teach it. Why do they don't want to teach it? Because they're afraid of it. Because they got some stuff in their lives that they want to, that they don't want nobody to know about. See, the Holy Spirit, and one thing I said in Psalm 19:6, I found this, and the fear of God is clean. The fear of God is clean. When you see the fear of God, the devil has told the people, God hates you. If he did, he wouldn't let all this happen to you. See, the devil is playing tit for tat. He's drilling his hand behind him, having one of us kill each other, lie to each other, steal each other. And he said, God is not in that. He's absolute. He said, God is there. He's doing it. See, but the devil has lied again. And I say this to you tonight. Do not be caught up with hang-ups. Because the doctrine, the hang-up, if you're a Baptist, be a Holy Ghost Baptist. If you're a Methodist, be a Holy Ghost Methodist. If you're a Catholic, be a Holy Ghost Catholic. Let the word Holy Ghost come out in front of you so they'll know we're of the same order. Every man is not the same height. Some man I've met, 7'5". Simpson was, he was 7'5" and a quarter inches tall. And I looked up, I said, my God Almighty. And I'm 6'2". He was a tall man. But he's still a man. But we're not all the same height. So I said to say this, God sees the heart of a man. He doesn't look at the doctrines, but the world today says, you don't have to believe. Some people already got the Holy Ghost the day that they got saved. No, they ain't took the scripture and went through it. And that's why tonight I want to examine the scriptures reverently with you so you can see something. The fourth one was sin. Now this is the key catch a call that caused a lot of the Baptists, that caused a lot of the people to fall. To fall by doing what God had told them to do. And you know, when you got the Holy Spirit, you can hear what God is saying. And God will say this to you. He will say it to you. God will say it to you. Number one, God will give the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. And when you read the book, when you go and read the Bible, you read Acts 3, read Acts, the third chapter, correction. Acts 5:32, I believe it is, I got written down here. If from praying with the people for the Holy Ghost, we should see those unclean habits, unconfessed sins, occult, involvement in the past, and unforgiveness in areas that hinder people from receiving the blessings of God. And you know, there are a lot of people today that just don't know. They could care less. I've had people that come up to them and say, since you believe, have you received the Holy Spirit? Have you been baptized in the Holy Spirit? They said, well, in the church I used to go at, they said no. But I see, the devil is lying on the church, the true church. That's the head of the church, Jesus Christ. See, the devil is lying. He's lying even today. Even over there in the Middle East, he's lying. Palestinians need to be free. Hamas won't let them be free because they want the condition that they want. No go. It's a no go. Psalm 121, verse 6. He that pray for Israel, he that pray for Israel. We pray for Israel for the peace of Jerusalem, and prosper shall come upon all of us that believe. As I moved in my spirit to say that to you, because we got to understand the last days we're living in. God is calling us to a great move. You've got to get ready. Now, I've talked to you in an arena about, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believe? I gave you some points, four different points, but I want to come to you right now. I want you to search the scriptures for yourself and see and find out for yourself whether or not you have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. What God has done for you is awesome. And I will say this to you with love and kindness. God has a way to make a way out of no way. Let me just go and go into the lesson. What is the Holy Spirit? See, a lot of people say, is a ghost? Nope. Is a hank? Nope. The Holy Spirit is of God. The Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit, is the third person that's in the Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We saw that together when we read the in the book of Matthew. We saw the Son, we heard the voice of God, and we saw the dove, which was the representation of the Holy Spirit, hovering over him. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is in the Old Testament. Let me tell you something, beloved. And it was the Holy Spirit that moved upon the waters during creation, made the earth as we know it, Genesis. So take time to go to Genesis chapter 1, read verses 2. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came upon men. And I love this because I read something about Elijah today, what he did, how the great man of God did certain things. But it blessed me so. It blessed me beyond my understanding. What I want to say to you tonight is this. See, when the Old Testament Spirit came upon and these men were anointed, empowered for a special task in that hour. And today, we need to be anointed for a special task. Paul's fault. See, there are young people are running away from church. Mothers are not obeying their parents. Wives are getting another boyfriend. Husband getting another girlfriend. That's a bunch of silly movement. The devil desires. And that's why I say to you tonight, if you have not received, you need to get it right now. Not tomorrow, N-O-W. Somebody say, get it right now. Somebody say, get it right now. See, but I'm here to tell you, you can receive it over this radio station. And you know one thing I love about what God has done? God has allowed the Holy Spirit. We don't have an AM, amplified module. We don't have an FM, frequent module. We have an internet. We have a net. It's so wide. What I love about it, see, those small ones, they coming together. But we can go around the world and come right back to where we are. And it goes out into the universe. And let me tell you something. The words I speak tonight are flowing into the heavens. And the words are being judged. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. But I want you to say, I want you to hear something that I got something I want to tell you. See, God is so good. His mercy endures forever. And the more we trust God, the more we believe God, the more we see God from what he's doing for us, the more we can say, God, I need you. See, I will never, see, here I am 4 years ago, I'm still alive. Because God has made it so. 4 years ago, I'm still here. Because the enemy came and tried to take me out. Are you there with me? But God. God was right there for me. My body had a stroke. But I want to tell you something. God is so good. God is so good. His mercy endures forever. God allowed me, by me having the Holy Spirit in my life. Well, see, I got, one day I'll tell you about my testimony. Right now, I'm going to stay with the lesson. I'm going to obey God. When we read in the Old Testament, when it came for men, and then another thing I would have to read, in Judges 13, 15, chapter 15, verses 14 and 15, the prophet spoke the word of the Lord as they were inspired or moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 2, 1 and 2. The same. See, the Old Testament prophets, Joel prophesied that God would one day pour out his spirit upon all mankind, man and woman. Surely, after the resurrection and ascension of Jesus, this prediction was fulfilled. The day of Pentecost, 120 men, 500 to start off with. But on that day, something began to happen. And as I move forward, it's still being fulfilled today as the Holy Spirit continues to be poured out upon that receive him. See, he's not going to come to you. He's not going to press his way in. But the more you want him in, the more you need God. I know I do. The more you see the Holy Spirit. And I always hear me pray. I come to the Father first, but I come to Jesus. If Jesus' atonement, his blood does not cover me, if it's the sins I have, see, it's teaching by the Holy Ghost. See, and one thing I will say tonight to this, the more you rely upon God's wisdom, understanding, you have to be more God conscious. A lot of folks say, well, I'm going to do this. No, if you're going to be God conscious, you're going to see what God say do. Because God is in charge. But I told somebody, as we go into the scripture, somebody said, God got me. No, God ain't got you. God gave his son for us. Read the book of Ephesians. Read the book of Colossians. Read the book of Colossians. Read those books and find where Jesus Christ gave his life for us to read. I put in these terms. He ransomed us back from sin. He became applicable for us. He gave his life. He didn't have to, but he said to the Father, if you go back and read Psalm 20, he said, Lord, if you give me a body, I will go down in the midst of my brother, and I will redeem them. See, Adam messed up in the book. He messed up bad. I don't hate Adam, but he was stupid. He wasn't listening to God. But he said, because flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. He said, no, I don't want to leave. I don't want to leave this. This is good. See, but sometimes, beloved, when the Holy Spirit teaches, as John the Baptist said, in Jesus' water, he told his followers that the Messiah, who is identified as Jesus, he would come and would baptize you in the Holy Spirit. Therefore, Matthew 3:11, don't go to the pastor filled with the Holy Ghost. Ain't going to happen. Don't go to me, the fivefold. Go to Yeshua HaMashiach. Go to God's Son and ask him, will you give me the Holy Spirit? Will you fill me? Am I worthy? See, you got to want it. You got to thirst. You got a thirst for the Holy Spirit. See, because I'm going to tell you, I done found out, man, so much power, so much understanding, so many things that looking like it's not going to happen, look like it. But God has a way of putting things A on top of A, B on top of B, B, C on top of C, C. He builds you a step all the way to it's what he wants you to have. He'll spell it out for you. As I was teaching the other night, I told someone, take notice of the words that Jesus, there were 5 points. The Jewish in the Torah, it talks about 5 points that Jesus had on his body. Point number one, he had the scars over his head. Point number two, he had his hand pierced. Point number three, other hand point. Point number four, his feet were pierced. Point number five, he was punched in the side and came out blood and water. Now, if you don't see this, the Star of David, when they saw it, see, God has a way of pointing things out to us. As I was teaching last night, the Holy Spirit revealed that to me. And I said, wow, wow. See, one thing we have to understand. One thing we have to do, we have to believe God for everything. We have to believe God for everything. And all we can do is trust God and believe God for what he say he's going to do. Amen. 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 I want you to listen for a moment. I'm on the radio. Amen. And one of the things I would say to everybody, that because God has made it so to us that we can believe. Now, I would say, as I have my brother on the line here with me, and I'm going to take a pause, and have a word to speak to him that you can hear. And I just know what God is doing. Can you hear, brother?
Yes,
amen. Well, I know it's a lot of people. Some people listen to me already. But I want to tell them, here's a man that God has, that God is using. I'm raising the standard up. I'm raising the light so you can hear it better. One thing I've been teaching about tonight was to receive the Holy Spirit. A lot of people get baptized. A lot of people don't want to get, they don't want the Holy Ghost. See, but the problem a lot of people are having is because they don't understand. See, during the earthly ministry, Jesus went about good and healing those who were sick. And you know, you saw us when we walked together what God did for us, and God says, ready? God is ready for us to do it again. Amen. Amen. And I just want to, I want to say to you, because of such joy that I have, that you've taken your time out to call me at this particular time. And I'm so moved by God that God has you to call and have a word. You got a word you want to say to the people or
yes,
not?
Yes. Amen. Amen. Can you hear me, Brother Hunter?
I can hear you. I've decreed and declared the month of October belongs to you. Either God's going to move or we're liars. And I know God will answer our prayers. He will. And no matter what nobody says. And see, when I told you I got the radio station, and look at God, global. And I'm in love. I'm in love with the word. I'm in love with the word. And I want to say this.
The word is love.
It is. It is. Amen. I know this much. I know this much that I know that God has his hand. See, sometimes we're in different positions and places for a reason. See, for 4 years, but here I am right now, still pressing in. Still pressing in.
Amen. All you have to do is believe.
That's it.
That Jesus died on the cross. If you believe it,
yes.
Jesus died on the cross. If people don't want to believe, first thing, let them sin. But sometimes you have to step out there on faith and
believe. Amen.
That Jesus is alive and Jesus is real and coming. Because you want you to believe that, you know, and then you will receive the blessing that you that God has blessed.
Amen. Amen. And see, I've said to a lot of the people that in the month of October, on the 28th and 29th, here in Houston, I'm having a lady coming out of New Jersey. The woman got the word. And I met her in February. And she was driving from Texarkana all the way to New Jersey. And she saw on my Facebook that I would pray for anybody who wanted prayer. She called me and asked one question. I asked you, she said, are you a man of God? All I could say was, yes, I am. She told me a situation, and the more I began to pray and believe, God had me to stay with her for 5 days. In the month of February 2014, it was COLD across America. Go back and read the charts and see. And God had me to pray with her night after night. But I would get a wink of sleep. But I don't know how I stayed awoke that long for 5 days. On that last day, she called me, and I picked up myself. She said, I made it home. God bless you. I went to sleep for 6 straight hours, snowing, woke up, refreshed. And as a result, I talked with her. She got on the radio station. The woman got a word. See, what's happening today is, my dear beloved, there are a lot of people today. See, I will say this, and I say it with love and kindness, but there are a lot of people, brother, you know and I know, people don't want to hear what the women got to say, even today. No, we don't want to. If she got the word, listen, it might help you. You ain't got to eat everything at the table. My mom always told me, said, if you don't like beans, don't eat the beans. Eat the greens. So I say today with love and kindness, There are many women that God is raising up in the South, but we have to have the men. We need the men to do battle. To do battle, because right now in America, right here in Houston, Texas, Humble, Texas, we need the anointing like we never had it before. And I'm asking God on this radio station tonight, somebody, somewhere, that the Holy Ghost will fall and be a blessing to them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, one of the things that is happening, see, all of a sudden, we saw Russia act a fool. Shot them people out of there, 200 and some people, shot them down, shot another airplane down. All of a sudden, in Israel, the Palestinian Hamas wants that crazy. All of a sudden, over there in the Middle East, I said, well, God is warning us. Get ready. Don't look to nobody, but look unto God through Jesus Christ. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. I can't depend upon nobody. But what God's words tell me, now we can agree what God's words said. God said, I will, and God can. Amen. See, when the Apostle Paul wrote to the man to receive the Holy Spirit of Christ, he didn't even belong to the Christ. He didn't know it belonged to Christ. When you read Romans 8 chapter verses 9, he said another place that man should generally confess, as we do. We confess that Jesus is Lord, unless it is by the Spirit. See, a lot of folks say, "Well, I love Jesus." No, you don't. You got to. If you can't say it by the Holy Ghost, you can't even confess it.
Brother Hunter.
Yes, sir.
Brother Hunter, I'm gonna get back. I'm gonna send you. You'll give me here from in about a week. All right.
All right. God bless you. I'll probably be up there next week. I'm going to shoot to be up there next week.
Okay.
All right. God bless you. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to say this. I'll tell you later on. I want to tell you what God just did, how good God is. Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus. Do all believers, whoops, here's a question. Do all believers have the Holy Ghost dwelling inside of them? Well, here's a great question. Do all the believers in your church, all the believers there have the Holy Ghost dwelling inside of them? Let's take a test. That's a good question. Let's ponder over it. Let's believe what God's word says. Some have believed and some didn't receive. See, there was five, listen to me. 500 people went up to believe that the Holy Ghost would come. But for the 10 long days, sometimes I got to go check on my wife, sometimes I got to go check on my job, but those who stood steadfast, 120 represent 12 nations, they stood and they received and they got the full blessing. And I've said to many people, when the Holy Spirit baptized the earth the day it did, the Holy Spirit has been in the earth and ever since. So nobody can ever say that ain't no Holy Spirit. There is a Holy Spirit. I'm a living witness. He's alive. He's in me. And I will say this to you. I get a little happy, Lord. In the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the experience is separated from salvation. See, there are five places in the book of Acts that people are baptized in the Holy Spirit. Let me give some case history. You ready? Let me give some case history. See, I like to present my cases. I'm a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer, but I just say that. Case number one, the day of Pentecost. Case number two, the new believers in Samaria. Case number three, the new convert named Paul. And number four, Cornelius and his household. Number five, the book of Ephesians, Acts 19:1. They believe. Now, I look at these five different cases. The day of Pentecost, 120 received. They spoke in other tongues of different languages, different ethnicity. And the new believers, the revival was held at Samaria. heard about the word of God, and they received the Holy Spirit. The new covenant, named the Apostle Paul, who we all love to talk about the Apostle Paul. Paul wrote 14 letters in the Bible. But here's what I put down for him. This is a story of Paul's conversion on the way to Damascus. He was saved on the way by the Lord to go to Damascus. When he would receive further instructions, good God Almighty, study the book. All disciples of the Lord, Ananias, you know Ananias, he was a deacon. Ananias was instructed by God to go to Paul and minister him. Paul was blind, but Ananias said, "Well, Lord, this man, we know, we got the word on this man." God said, "No, I've changed his heart, and I have need of him." Woo, have need of me, Father. Hallelujah. My God, he laid his hands on Paul, and Paul eyes open, and he was filled with the Spirit and spoke with other tongues. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Paul made mention of it in Acts and 1 Corinthians 14:18. And I say this here, Cornelius, see, I told you I had 5 cases. I believe I present my court today before our Father. Cornelius and his household, he was a general soldier, a Gentile. He was a Gentile. But God was bringing us back. That's why I say one day I'm going to get in this study, because I want to talk about the Abrahamic covenant. The more we talk about what God do through Abraham, the more we get to see. But let's stay on the subject. Cornelius, a Gentile soldier, received the heavenly language. He sent for Peter, who would lead him to the truth. Well, he said, Cornelius said, "Well, I done heard about this language, but I'm still trying to understand it. But I can't go speaking in tongues. And I don't speak in my natural tongue," but all of a sudden he said, "I need somebody who had a little more experience." He sent for the head of the church. He sent for Peter. Peter got there. Something began to happen. When Peter got there, he found Cornelius. See, the man believed, so he had gathered all his friends and relatives to hear Peter. The man of God was here. See, right now, because everybody thinks he got a good voice, he can preach, that's nonsense. Does he have the Holy Ghost? The young preachers tell you nowadays, and I love them, "Well, we ain't got time for that, man, not right now." Well, let me tell you, young preachers, old preachers, middle-aged preachers, you're missing the mark. See, the Ephesians, my last case, the Ephesians believes. Now, this ought to get your attention. When the Apostle Paul met those believers who had not received the Holy Spirit after he was sure of their salvation. See, you got to be sure of a person's salvation. Just don't let somebody come in with a bad attitude, a negative attitude. Love them into love and show them what the Bible says so they can be convinced that they need to be in a particular local church. See, the big churches now, they got so big, they ain't got that much time to deal with the people. They deal with what they have to deal with. It's called politics, I call it. Been there, done that. He prayed for them, my God, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And here again, they spoke with other tongues. See, they received and they prophesied. Today, we don't want the preachers to believe it. The fivefold ministry is more involved in, and I know a lot of fivefold ministers, and I love them. I thank God for them, and I tell somebody, nobody has the gift that's given to them. It's a gift on loan. It's on loan to you. Don't think that it's yours because you're the pastor, You the prophet, you the apostle, you the teacher, you the evangelist. No, it's a gift. It's a gift. Use it as that. Because we got to throw it all back to Jesus. That's new teaching in the book of Revelation. Woo, Jesus. But I want you to see. Hey, see, I've listed the cases below you. And I've gave you five incidents. Number one, the baptism of the Holy Spirit was an experience which was separate from salvation. A person can receive the Holy Spirit the moment he believes. A person can receive the Holy Spirit by believers helping him. But it's not essential. See, if you can put a person on your hand, you'll die to help them receive what they need to do. Laying on of hands. And the Baptist church I used to be in, they said, don't come laying no hands on nobody here. I said, the Bible says it. We don't do that here. See, misdirection. See, the devil is a liar. And I sit there and I let a lot of that stuff flow through me. I ask God to forgive me once I come to understand. I said, Lord, forgive me. Because a lot of things I did back in my day, I was ignorant. As I said, I wrote the lesson. I was ignorant. I had fear. I had doctrinal difference. But when I began to understand what God was doing, I began to say, wait a minute. There's too many things happening here. See, that's what God wants us to do. And as I get better in the Lord, and somebody says, well, you mean that God ain't hear you? I am healed. He healed me. I am healed. By 2 Peter 24, by the stripes that Jesus Christ bore on his back, I, Willie J. Hunter, am healed. Not yesterday, healed today. Amen. So, I just want to say one further thing. Number four, speaking in tongues is an initial evidence. See, some people, they go, but they don't want to continue. That's the first indicator, the initial evidence that you know that you have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I say this to those believers right now. I'm opening lines in a few minutes. The baptism of the Holy Spirit was a normal experience for the New Testament believers. Why we can't have that today? Why we can't have that today? Why we can't have that today? See, to use you in the ministry of other believers in the body of Christ, the gifts of the Spirit, to be earnest pledges of your inheritance in Christ. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3-14. To give victory over it, you got to have a victory. Let me tell you something. The greatest fight that you ever have is the fight of the flesh. The flesh has a mind, the spirit has a mind. You got to stay with the spirit. You got to give yourself daily over to the spirit, the Holy Spirit, because the flesh is going to say, well, you don't need to do that today. You need to come over here and let's sit down and let's look at this movie I got here. See this kind of movie? See, the movie is not of God. It's one of those negative things. And I say this, I come to a close in the teaching and open the lines up. And I want to talk the next time how to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I see one or two lines I won't open the line up. Hello? Hello? Are you there? Hello? Are you there? Are you there?
Hello?
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I can hear you. 4245, are you there? Amen. Well, I want to tell you tonight one thing that I do know is I thank God for everything God has done thus far, for the real teaching and for things being right before us, and to give what God has given us. And I will pray and believe tonight. we can do what God has called us to do. We live in a time right now where there are people who don't understand. And I just lost one of my people, but that's all right. And one thing I would say is this. The more I talk the Word of God, the more I believe the Word of God, the more I find the Word of God. God's Word is something before us. The more we can believe God, the more we can hear God, the more we can see God. Go ahead. And the more we see God doing what he says he's going to do, the more we can see God saying what he's going to do. One thing I would say to every believer that can believe on God, God has a way, has a place and a way for us. And if we just trust him and believe in him, we can do all the things he's told us to do. And one of the things I want to do this a while, some more people come on. So I was looking for some people to come on with me. And it's tonight's a night. I know a lot of people got a lot of stuff to do. But I say this here. And hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. See, the more we take God at his word, the more God will use us. And I want to just do this here. Amen. While somebody is doing this here, I can play this here.
This is Pastor Paul. It's such a joy to be able to fellowship with you by means of this special generational prayer. And I know that as we release the blessing, as we release the anointing, and as we come against the generational curses and those things that Satan has tried to represent in your life as that which will always be a hindrance, whether it is a spiritual legacy or a physical legacy or an emotional legacy that has been passed down from generation to generation, I want you to know that the Spirit of God is about to move in an awesome way, that there is about to be a release of God's delivering power, and that there is about to be a release of covenant anointing into your life. And as we prepare to pray right now, I want you to open your heart, and I want you to allow the Spirit of the Lord, just allow the Spirit of God to flood your life, to penetrate every area of your soul that the enemy has tried to bring the curse and has tried to bring the bondage to. And I know that as we pray and agree together, you're going to feel that release in your spirit. You're going to feel strongholds beginning to come down. You're going to feel an anointing begin to fill those areas of your life where there has been lack and where there has been dysfunction. I want you to get ready to receive. And we're just going to create an atmosphere of worship and praise right now. So open your heart. Prepare to receive the generational blessing. Come to you now, knowing that in your name there is power, knowing that in your name there is deliverance, knowing that in your name there is freedom. I bring to you now every generational curse and every generational pattern of dysfunction and behavior that the enemy has tried to perpetuate through family bloodlines. I bind the hand of the enemy and I curse them back to hell, and I decree that there will be a release of God's healing power, of God's delivering power. Heavenly Father, first of all, I come before you asking that physical legacies be broken. God, that infirmity that is passed through families, health problems that have run in generations, I decree now that there will be a release of generational blessing for healing. I come against high blood pressure. I come against glaucoma. I come against sugar diabetes. I come against strokes. I come against lupus. I come against sickle cell. I come against Parkinson's disease. I come against Alzheimer's. I come against every inherited, every passed down infirmity. I bind it in the name of Jesus, and I decree that the 39 stripes that you took on your back shall be for a release of generational healing. Father, I decree that these infirmities shall not visit the next generation. I decree that there will be a healing, that there will be a breaking of the curse, that the cycle will be broken in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. Lord, I lift it up to you now, and I decree that there will be a touch, there will be a move, there will be a healing, there will be a deliverance in the name of Jesus. I decree it now, and I call it done. I decree that healing. I decree that anointing that destroys that physical legacy that is passed down through bloodlines. I bind it in Jesus' name, and I decree the healing power. Lord, I thank you that bodies are being healed, that even babies who are still in the womb who would ordinarily come out suffering, I decree that they are healed now, and that they will be born healthy, and future generations shall come forth, and there shall be no sign of the generational curse that has been in previous generations. I speak this into the realm of the Spirit, and I decree that there will be a release of that generational blessing now. In the name of Jesus, I destroy physical legacies that have been a curse, and I release the generational blessing of physical restoration in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I lift up to you. I lift up to you every spiritual legacy, every generational curse of spiritual legacy that has been passed down. I come against witchcraft. I come against sorcery. I come against those that have dealt with psychics and those who have worked with witchcraft. I bind the powers of hell that have tried to bring a curse in the mind, that have come against the image of self-esteem. I bind the hand of the enemy. I come against the legacy of every relative that has dealt with horoscopes, that has dealt with Ouija boards, that's dealt with any kind of unclean idolatry, and I bind it in the name of Jesus. I take authority over the spirit of fear. I take authority over the spirit of inadequacy. I take authority over the spirit of condemnation. I decree that there will be a release now in the name of Jesus. Oh, that which I bind on earth is bound in heaven, and that which I loose in the earth is loosed in the heavens. I decree that there will be a release of the anointing in the realm of the Spirit. God, that your people will not be bound by the transgressions of previous generations. God, you said that even to the fourth generation under the old covenant, that the sins of the father would be visited to that fourth generation. You declared that there would be no Moabite who could come into the house of the faithful for at least 10 generations. But Ruth rose up and she broke that curse, and she declared to Naomi, she said, listen, your God shall be my God, and your people shall be my people. God, I decree now that whatever curses and whatever spiritual dysfunction, whatever spiritual legacies have negatively impacted your people from previous family members, I decree that that bondage is broken now. And I decree that there will be a liberty and a deliverance in the Holy Spirit. God, even those things that we were not aware of, God, relatives who dabbled in the occult, those who walked in mysticism, and even those who dabbled in spiritualism, God, I decree that there will be a breaking of those curses, that there will be a binding of unclean spiritual influences. I also come against territorial spirits that control areas and that cause people in certain areas to react in certain ways. I come against it now in the name of Jesus. And I decree that no matter the territorial spirit, even as you sent Michael and you delivered unto him the message of power that Daniel received, that the prince of the angels that Michael would war with the prince of Grecia and then with the prince of Persia, I decree that there will be a deliverance from the power of territorial and controlling spirits. God, I decree in homes and marriages that there will be a deliverance now. God, spiritual dysfunction where homes and marriages are unequally yoked. God, where husbands and wives are not walking in the unity of the faith, I come against that spirit. I come against that inequality. God, I decree that there will be a healing and there will be a restoration in homes and families. Satan, you hear my voice. As a prophet of God, I have power over you, and I bind you, I curse you, and the blood of Jesus Christ is against you now. And I decree that there will be a breaking of spiritual influences. There will be a destruction of spiritual strongholds in the name of Jesus, that the actions of previous generations will not be allowed to keep us in spiritual bondage. I come against every unclean witchcraft, idolatrous influence. And I decree that there is deliverance now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I decree that that deliverance is complete and that the glory of your anointing is setting our spirits free. For your word says, he whom the Son makes free, surely he is free indeed. And now we give you the glory for spiritual legacies, for spiritual legacies being broken, for spiritual curses being broken. And now, Lord, I lift up to you even emotional legacies. God, some of us come from families where dysfunction is the norm. We come from families where arguing and lack of communication is standard procedure. But in the name that is above every name, I bind those spirits and I bind those influences. I decree to your people now that patterns of dysfunction, patterns of sexual dysfunction, even some have been molested as children and they've grown up with a distorted view of sexuality. They've grown up lacking trust. I come against those strongholds now and I decree that those emotional legacies will not carry to the next generation and that your people are being healed and delivered now. God, I give you the glory and I give you the praise that even now there is a release coming, even of hurtful memories, of traumatic incidences that have been seared in the memory. Oh, your word says you make all things new, and I decree now that there will be a release, that there will be a cleansing of the memory, that the hurt and the pain and the tragedy of those moments will be washed away by the soothing balm of Gilead. But does not your word say that there is a balm in Gilead for the healing, for the breach of your people? And I decree that release now in the name of Jesus, that every social and emotional legacy will be broken. I come against patterns of dependency, drug addiction, those that are bound by alcohol, those that are bound by gambling, those that are bound by pornography and sexual perversion. I decree there is a deliverance. I decree that there is a release now, that the bondage is broken. Oh, again, your word declares that the yoke of bondage is destroyed because of the anointing. I give you the praise and I give you the glory that emotional legacies are being broken. That even now, the freedom of your spirit, the glory of your anointing is breaking anxiety. It's breaking mindsets that have kept us in bondage. And I decree now that the majesty of your glory, that your power, that your anointing will surround us and flood our lives. Lord, I thank you that from generation to generation, your word is new, your word is fresh, and your tender mercies are fresh and new every morning. And I decree that the future generations, there shall be blessing. I come against even the emotional and family legacy of poverty and dysfunction in marriage, God, where there have been numerous marriages. I decree that that curse and that cycle is broken. I come against all dependencies, even to prescription medication. I come against it now. And I decree that there will be a deliverance, and I decree that there will be a liberty. God, some of us grew up in homes and families where people cursed and argued, and there was never any affection, and now we've grown up with sexual problems, sexual frustrations, and we're unable to express ourselves sexually, even in our marriages, even with our spouse, because of that legacy that has been handed down emotionally. But I decree that this shall be a day of healing, that this shall be a day of deliverance, that this shall be a day of breakthrough, that the power of the enemy is broken now. God, we give you the glory, we give you the praise, and we just lift your name on high because we know that the generational blessing is being released to your people now, that the glory of your anointing is touching their lives. God, they will look back as they listen to this again and again, and the anointing that is released now, the glory that is released now. Oh, God, I thank you. They're going to experience it over and over and over again. And I thank you now that even the joy of the Lord, that even the power of your spirit is ministering to them now. Lord, we lift your name. We magnify you now. And we give you the glory because we know that the work is done in the heavens and it's going to be manifested in the natural. God, we thank you that the bondages are broken. We thank you. Oh, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. And we release that generational blessing. We decree wholeness, we decree abundance, we decree healing, we decree prosperity, we decree gifts and callings shall be manifested in your people, that your name might be glorified, that the kingdom of God might go forth. Oh, I give you the praise, I give you the glory, I magnify you now because you are the King of glory, you are the King of glory. And I say that there is none above you. You share your glory with none else. You truly are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the fairest of 10,000. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. And we call it done. Would you just rejoice with me now? Would you bask in that anointing? Just let the wave of glory sweep your soul. Oh, who can compare? There is none like him.
With the beauty of the Lord.
Don't you feel his presence right now? Can't you feel his anointing? Can't you feel that glory? Receive this blessing now. And know that generational blessing are upon you, upon your children, upon your children's children, and as many as the Lord thy God shall call. God bless you. I love you. In the name of Jesus, be blessed is my prayer.
And having come down from the mountain, great crowds followed Jesus. And behold, a leper, having come, fell upon his knees and touched the ground with his forehead in an expression of profound reverence before him, saying, Master, in the event that you may be having a heartfelt desire, I know you're able to cleanse me. And having stretched out his hand, Jesus touched him, saying, I am desiring it with all my heart. Be cleansed at once. And immediately his leprosy was cured by being cleansed away. Healing is not just an afterthought for the Lord. He is desiring to heal you with all his heart. Today, we're the same as this leper, saying, Lord, I know you can heal me if you want to, but do you really want to? He is wanting to heal you with all his heart. God wants to heal everyone, just as he desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Father, you have said, listen closely to your words, not to let them out of my sight, not for a moment, to keep them within my heart, because they are life when I find them, and health to my whole body. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. You will bring me health and cure, and will cure me, and will reveal unto me the abundance of peace and truth. Is not your word like a fire, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? The word of God is an all-consuming fire that will melt away and burn off that which is not of God. It is a powerful, crushing force to break apart even the toughest and most stubborn sickness. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for you will yet praise him who is the health of your countenance and your God. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knows those who trust in him. He will make an utter end of this sickness. Now this is the confidence that I have in him, that if I ask anything according to his will, he hears me. And if I know that he hears me, whatever I ask, I know that I have the petitions that I've asked of him. I can declare a thing, and it will be established for me, and light will shine on my path. My Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth and in my life and in my body as it is in heaven. I declare that in all respects, I will prosper and be in health, just as my soul prospers. I will not die, but live to declare the works of the Lord. Lord, strengthen the hands that hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for my feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather healed. Father, you did not spare your own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall you not freely with him give me all things? Lord, if you are with me, who can be against me? You do not change. Therefore, I am not consumed. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I'm not going to fear because I know you are with me. I'm not dismayed, for I know you're my God and that you will strengthen me. Yes, you will help me and uphold me with the right hand of your righteousness. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to my mortal body through his spirit who dwells in me. Lord, you take away all my sickness and will not afflict me with any of the terrible diseases of Egypt, which you have known, but will lay them on all those who hate me. If I diligently heed the voice of the Lord my God and do what is right in his sight, and I give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, you will put none of the diseases on me which were brought on the Egyptians. For you are the Lord who heals me. You will restore health to me and heal all my wounds. You forgive all my iniquities, and you heal all my diseases. My light shall break forth like the morning. My healing shall spring forth speedily. My righteousness shall go before me. The glory of the Lord shall be my rear guard. God, you are not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. Have you not said, and will you not do? Or have you spoken, and will you not make it good? For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I shall not want for healing. O Lord, my God, I've cried out to you, and you healed me. Lord, you will strengthen me on my bed of illness. You will sustain me on my sick bed. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Lord, you deliver me out of them all. If I then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to my children, how much more will my heavenly Father, who is in heaven, give good things to me because I ask him? Surely you have borne my griefs and carried my sorrows, yet I esteemed you stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But you were wounded for my transgressions. You were bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon you. And by your stripes I was healed. Let it be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. He himself bore my sins in his body on the tree, that I, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes I was healed. Because I know your name, I will put my trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken me when I seek you. I will not forget your law, and my heart will keep your commandments. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to me. Because I wait on the Lord, I will renew my strength. I will mount up with wings like eagles. I will run and not be weary, and I will walk and not faint. To those who fear your name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and I shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. Lord, you have highly exalted Jesus and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of those on the earth, and of those under the earth. And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Jesus, I believe. I thank you that all things are possible for me. I have faith in you, my God. Because I have faith, whatever things I ask when I pray, believing, I will receive them. I will not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but I will be strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he has promised, he is also able to perform. Lord, you are able. Because I am born of God, I overcome the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. My faith. I am of God and have overcome. Because he who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. For it is God who works in me, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Therefore, I submit to you, God. I resist the devil, and he will flee from me. Devil, I command you to go from me. In the name of Jesus, I command all sickness and infirmity to go from me. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, I abide in you, and your words abide in me. Therefore, I can ask whatever I desire, and it shall be done for me. I hold fast the confession of my hope without wavering. For you have promised, and Lord, you are faithful. Jesus, you said, have faith in God, that I can speak to the mountain and speak to this sickness and say, be removed, be cast into the sea, I do not doubt in my heart, but I believe that the things that I say will be done, and that I will have whatever I say. I bless you, Lord, with all my soul. I forget not any of your benefits. I thank you that you forgive all my iniquities, that you heal all my diseases, that you have redeemed my life from destruction. You crown my life with loving kindness and tender mercies. You satisfy my mouth with every good thing, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. I declare that I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. Jesus carried my sickness and infirmities, and I cast out all spirits of infirmity that would attach to my body in the name of Jesus. I break all curses of premature death and destruction in the name of Jesus. I command every part of my body to function the way God intended it. My bones are fat because they received the good report of the gospel. And I release the fire of God to burn out any sickness or disease that would operate in my body in the name of Jesus. For the Lord is the strength of my life, and Jesus Christ makes me whole. I am redeemed from sickness and disease. May the Lord Jesus Christ arise over my life with healing in his wings. The blood of Jesus bears witness with my deliverance, my healing, and my salvation. I receive the benefits of the new covenant through the blood of Jesus. I receive healing and health through the blood of Jesus. Jesus resisted unto blood, and his blood gives me the victory. And by his stripes, I was healed. The Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Heart disease, lung disease, cholera, rheumatic disease, tuberculosis, strep throat, malaria, leprosy, digestive disorders, intestinal disorders, fibrocystic breast disease, childbearing difficulties, toxic shock syndrome, hepatitis, measles, chickenpox, bronchitis, emphysema, osteoporosis, Parkinson's disease, gallbladder disease, influenza, encephalitis, smallpox, dysentery, thrombosis, angina, lung, hypoglycemia, diabetes, brain and neurological disorders, rabies, rubella, kidney and bladder disease, liver disease, pancreatic disease, lupus, bone and joint disease, plague, whooping cough, endometriosis, progeria, tumors, glandular disorders, Lyme disease, Crohn's disease, hypertension, parasites, viruses, cerebral palsy, multiple sclerosis, mental illness, ulcers, thank you.
had the words to tell you exactly how I feel. Then I could fill a million pages with all you've done for me. And if I trace each memory in the story of all my dreams, color to cover you, see.
That was amazing worship, and we want to thank Shannon and her team.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the Father's will right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands. Listen.
He says he sees the tears you cry,
and he says
he shares your pain inside,
and sometimes
you wonder why he allows you to go.
Thank you.
Jesus is my Lord. God raised him from the dead. He was my substitute. He is my Savior. Satan has no power over me. Jesus is my Lord. I serve the one whose name is. I am the Lord who heals you. Jesus is the healer. Satan is the oppressor. For Acts 10 and 38 says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Jesus came that I may have life and have it in its fullness. God desires that I prosper and be in health. My God is supplying all I need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. God says in his word in Joel 3 and 10, let the weak say I am strong. I am strong in the Lord. God says in his word in Isaiah 33 and 24, the inhabitant will not say I am sick. Therefore I will not say it. I will say what God has said in his word. By his wounds I have been healed. 1 Peter 2 and 24. Jesus says in Mark 11 and 23, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will come to pass, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, mountain of sickness, be removed from me and be cast into the sea. You have to, because I command it in the authority of Jesus' name. According to Jesus, since I do not doubt in my heart, but I believe those things I say will come to pass, I will have what I say. Therefore, by faith, I will say these confessions. Hebrews 3 and 1 and 4 and 14 say Jesus is the high priest of my confession. So I will only speak words that I desire Jesus to say about me. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Therefore, 90 seconds. I will speak words of life. Jesus says in John 6 and 63 that his words are life. So I will speak them. Proverbs 18 and 21. When I speak God's word, I am planting good seed in my life. Luke 8 and 11. I will hold fast to the confession of God's word without wavering, for he who promised 60 is faithful. I do not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but I am fully convinced that what he has promised, he is also able to perform. I am not weak in faith, so I do not consider my own body above what God has said. I do not put my confidence in flesh. I am not moved by what I feel. I'm not moved by what I see. For I walk by faith, not by sight. I'm moved only by what I believe. I believe the word of God. Father, your word is truth. I will give attention to God's words. I will incline my ear to his sayings. I will not let them depart from my eyes. I will keep them in my heart. They are life to me, for I have found them, and they are my health, healing, and medicine to all my flesh. Pleasant words are health, healing, and medicine to my bones. God's word of grace builds me up and gives me my inheritance. Jesus says, if I continue in his word, I will know the truth, and the truth will make me free. I have been called to freedom. Because I am Christ's, I am a child of Abraham. And according to Jesus in Luke 13 and 16, I ought to be loosed from all bondage today because God shows no partiality. I am God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. All things have become new, and all things are of God. I am complete in Jesus, who is the head of all rule and authority. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in me, and I am not my own. I am bought at a price, so I will glorify God in my body and in my spirit. I present my body to God as a living sacrifice. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, no sickness, illness, virus, or disease can stay in my body. Every disease, germ, and virus that touches my body dies instantly. Every cell, organ, member, and system of my body functions perfectly, and I forbid any malfunction in the supreme authority of the name of Jesus. I am a believer. All things are possible to me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The Lord is the strength of my life. I am strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. My Father has made me able to be a partaker of my inheritance. He has delivered me from the authority of darkness and has translated me into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom I have my redemption through his blood. I am an overcomer, and I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I am submitted to God by being submitted to his word, and the devil flees from me because I resist him and the supreme authority of the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, for my righteousness is of the Lord. There shall nothing evil happen to me, neither shall any plague or sickness come near me. Jesus gave me authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt me. I do not return evil for evil, but on the contrary, blessings, that I may obtain a blessing. I forgive others freely as God has forgiven me. I don't hold anything against anyone. I refrain my tongue from evil. I turn away from evil and do good. I seek peace and pursue it. So I will love life and see good days. I have a merry heart, and that does me good like medicine. I have cast all my cares on the Lord, for he cares for me. I refuse to worry about anything. I serve the Lord my God, and he blesses my bread and my water, and he has taken sickness away from me. For Jesus himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Surely he has borne my sicknesses and carried my pains. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement for my peace was upon him, and by his stripes I am healed. Christ, my Passover, was sacrificed for me. So all sickness and death has to pass over me and my household. I am blessed above all people. The Lord has taken away from me all sickness. God sent his word and healed me and delivered me from destruction. The number of my days God will fulfill. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And
Thank you. Obi. You don't ever have that candy store. You got it in your hand, I know it must hurt.
Yeah.
Huh? You got your whole ankle turned to the wrong side.
Yeah. We're gonna cut this off.